what's your costume going to be for Scare LA?
I have a plan to try to dress like our mascot, so we'll see what will happen. I have a couple of ideas that involve bones and skulls, so without telling you a lot, you'll probably see me in a purple cape running around the floor.
I'll be looking for that purple cape, and I'm assuming your mascot is the skeleton at which I'm looking right now with its peaked hood and its purple cape.
Yeah.
As we conclude here, Laura, and thank you for your time, if you had to tell one story 20 years from today to your kids, 40 years from today to your grandkids about creating the first Scare LA, what would be the story you would tell?
I would definitely tell them to embrace their dreams and really try to have fun in whatever path they choose in life. Life is short. We all get caught up sometimes in the kind of chase after whether that's material possessions or anything else, but really remembering that it's your dreams that count. And once you have a dream, really follow it and try to make it a reality for not just yourself, but everybody else you love in your life.
What one moment would you say in working with Scare LA since last November has most brought that home to you?
I think it was the first conversation, maybe the first couple of months of planning for Scare LA. Scare LA happened, and the idea behind it came to us over coffee with me and my co-producer, David Markman. We were both a little let down by the fact that the Halloween season was over, and we were kind of both a little bit sad and thinking and talking and, oh my God, we have to wait for another 12 months before we can actually enjoy this again. And the thought came up was, well, why isn't there anything like this in LA? Why don't we, in fact, why don't we make our own? And just that initial spark, we literally turned around a couple of weeks later, and we had a group of people that had joined us, our partners from Theme Park Adventures, who had started helping us gather our programming together, as well as Leonard Pinkel from Hong Kong and many others. And just kind of that first moment of validation when you have that idea and really decide to take a chance and everybody comes together, that was something that was unbelievable and I'll never forget. And it really shows you that really, when it comes to creating something new, and really the first step is to bring people together.